Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. This is Charlene Orney with Leading Edge Composites. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you today?
Doing okay. I had a, I guess I had gotten one of your mailers about, like, business loans.
Sure. Do you have the... Perfect. I'll take that whenever you're ready.
2311-3701-0019-7178.
Just give me a second here, and I'll pull up your company profile.
Sure.
Okay, Charlene. What was your last name, Charlene?
Arnie, A-R-N-I.
Okay. And the best number to reach in case we get disconnected?
610. 932-9055.
Okay. And is that the work number or your cell phone?
It's work.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, perfect. And we had the mailing address correct at 645 Sands Court, number 101 in Coatesville?
Correct.
Okay. And then we had the business phone is 484-784-5221. Is that the main line?
No. That's probably one of our hunt lines. I gave you the main business number, the 932 number.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and update that. Okay. Yeah, so we had sent you a pre-qualified offer for financing for both capital and equipment. What were you interested in?
Well, I was just kind of wanted to find out how your loans work, how this works.
Sure. So I guess we could start with, to get a little bit more specific, whether you're inquiring about equipment or vehicle financing or...
No, I'm actually inquiring about capital.
Okay, so the working capital business loan. Okay. So, essentially, these are unsecured business loans,
okay,
up to from 6 to 36 months. Well, we do work with some certain wholesalers that flip their inventory so quickly that we have three-month programs for those. But typically, they're 6 to 36 months, and we lend off of your top-line revenue. So essentially we analyze the cash flow of the deposits in your bank statements to determine the amount we can extend to make sure we can get you a 10 to 15%. So essentially a business that did, let's say, $400,000 a year would roughly qualify to about $60,000. And let's say if that's somewhat familiar and you are able to get $60,000, but you only needed 30 right now, you could take the 30 and have access to that additional capital, that additional 30 down the road, as long as the payments were made on time on that original 30. Okay, so it kind of works like a line of credit in that sense. However, it's not a line of credit in the sense that it's not a revolving balance loan with compounding interest. It'll be a fixed rate, fixed term loan, right, on the amount you decide on, of course, with the options for you to finance at certain points throughout the loan.
Okay. Can you just do a basic loan and not do a line of credit?
Right. I mean, so that's what it would be. So let's say so what does your business typically do year to year? And gross
so
annual sales.
This is, yeah. So I'll tell you our background story here.
Okay.
We've been incorporated as an S corp since 2006. 2 years ago, we moved into a new facility that we're leasing. We went from a 10,000 square foot to a 40,000 square foot facility, and
wow.
We did $8.1 million, I think, in total revenue. This past year, 2015, the oil industry tanked, so mm-hmm. One of our large customers totally scaled back on their orders and hit us pretty hard. And we went to, last year we had a $4.9 million revenue in the same facility. So we, you know, spent a lot of money moving into this new facility. And then with the, you know, the burden of all the overhead and the decrease in revenue, because we were on track first quarter of last year for $10 million. And obviously that didn't happen. With that being said, obviously our current banking institution that we have lines of credit with and loans on our equipment, we're not very happy with us, and you know, basically said we're not going to extend you any more credit because we have money left on our line of credit, but they won't do it because we were upside down on that. But they are working with us under a forbearance agreement, and you know, right now we're back in a growth mode because we're picking up new customers. But at this point, a lot of our past vendors we're on COD with because of our slowdown. You know what I mean? So it's been this huge revolving issue. So we're in need of cash to keep materials getting in so we can fulfill the orders to keep growing.
Right, okay. No, of course. You're just experiencing a cash crunch related to the oil and gas industry being in the state that it's in.
Right.
And you deal with this all the time.
Into a new facility.
Right. No, of course. So ideally, how much are you looking for?
Well, if we could get, because I think this says that we're pre-qualified, potentially up to 250, that would go a long way.
Excellent. Okay. So based on the revenue from last year, and you said so far this year, things are picking up?
Yeah, we've gotten several new customers, and we're doing a lot more quoting and from a lot of different customers that we didn't have in the past because we're trying to diversify our customer base, which we were trying to do when we moved into this facility, but it takes us a good 12 to 18 months to be able to build those relationships with customers because we could not take a new customer into our old facility because of we're in aerospace and there's a ton of quality requirements, and our old facility did not meet some of those quality requirements that larger aerospace customers require.
Okay. Can you just expand a little bit on exactly what your business does?
Sure. We fabricate composite parts and tooling, primarily for the aerospace industry. So we can do VIP cabinets for helicopters or rotor wing or fixed wing aircraft. We've done, we can do fairings, nose cones, interior pieces, equipment racks, basically anything that you want to be more lightweight and sturdy in an aircraft or on an aircraft, we can provide.
Excellent. Okay. So just for the first, well, really year-to-date first quarter, how has business been? How are the revenues?
I think right now we are at least through April, we were at like 1.2, so a little slower, obviously, than we were hoping for, but it's picking up, so, which is good.
Okay. Well, I think you'd be right in the ballpark of, you know, maybe 250, maybe a little bit more, possibly. In some cases, we can go up a little bit higher than 10%. Typically, you know, you want to, the rule of thumb is about 10%. Sometimes we can go up to 15% in certain cases. How many business partners do you have?
Two, myself and my husband.
Okay. What was your husband's name?
Brian.
Brian? Okay. Is that with an I or a Y?
I.
Okay. Okay, and I'm guessing you're looking for the funds really soon?
The sooner would be better because we do have a couple of vendors that we need to get our materials from that are requesting cash in advance and we can't start the jobs without the materials.
Okay. Something like this, we could definitely get you an approval and have the terms prepared for you within about 24 hours of receiving the application. And then from there, we'll present some options and whatever fits your business best. We can go that route, and from there we can fund you within about 24 additional hours. So as quickly as 48 hours, and sometimes up to 72 hours, depending on, obviously, business lines used to be diligent, can take maybe an extra day. We work pretty fast. And
I mean, I'm not looking for anything, prior to 1 or 2 weeks. So, I can
enjoy. Okay. Okay. So if we had it ready for you, Friday or Monday, you'd rather have us hold it for another week or so?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like I desperately need the money tomorrow.
Okay, you have a window.
Yeah, I'm looking at our cash flow. We need to get, some funds in to pay for these materials to get in-house. And I'm just, looking at where that's standing and how we can best achieve that.
Okay. How much is the current rent at your new location?
Our current rent is roughly $30,000 a month.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And what's the best email for you, Charlene?
It's Carney, Carni, the first initial of my name and my last name, at LEC, that's Larry Edgar Charles, - composites, composites.com.
Okay. I think I had a little misspelling here. There's no E on the end of Arnie?
No E.
Okay. Thanks. I'll update that here. Get that fixed. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and email you a copy of a one-page application. It's going to be pretty much pre-filled out. A couple boxes of information for you and Brian that we need, and also what we need to approve the loan. Like I mentioned, we're going to analyze the bank statements to see the cash flow. So we ask for 6 months of business bank statements, and for an S-Corp, we ask for the first page that shows the gross revenues. Did you file for 2015 yet?
No.
Okay, so 2014 will be fine. And then also the Schedule K-1s for yourself and Brian, and it shows the ownership breakdown.
Okay. Now, last year, because of the move, and this year, well, we haven't filed yet this year yet. We're on extension. But we're going to show losses. I don't know if that's a problem right out of the gate.
No, it's not. And that's why we ask for the bank statements, is we understand that, if we didn't work with businesses that showed losses, we'd go out of business, right? That's, being privately held, we have a lot of leeway with that. I know it's an issue when you go to a bank like Wells Fargo or something.
I went yesterday, and it was someone similar to yourself, I think, and they were like, well, if you had 2 years of losses, we can't help you. So I said, okay. No.
No problem.
And some of the strategies that we've taken, before this oil crisis hit, we were at 64 or 5 employees. We've laid off half of our staff. Managers have cut salaries. Workers cut salaries, wages. The workers are back to where they were. And myself and my husband and I, we didn't take a salary for almost 6 months, and now we're up to a very minimal wage.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah, no, we'd love to help you get back to where you need to be and, getting back on top. And
so prior to completing the application, are there any pre-approvals that you could give me an indication of what you might be able to offer? Because I'm just looking, I think I had a hard credit hit last week. And their options were they were really high rates, and they wanted weekly paybacks, and it ended up being like a 30% APR.
Okay, I'm not sure. Who'd you work with?
It was Swift Capital.
Okay. I'd like to think we do a little bit better job than them. I'm somewhat familiar. I don't know. Exactly what the payment structure is going to be yet. I can tell you that we do a soft pull with the Experian credit bureau only. We don't do a hard pull on all three. We have a relationship with Experian, and you know, we've been doing this for 14 years, and we always put our best foot forward. It's not only our working capital programs that we offer. We also offer our equipment financing, which is really the backbone of our bank, and I think that's what enables us to, you know, just give a, you know, better rates and terms than everyone else in the industry. I mean, I'll tell you right now, it's being privately held, we can't match Wells Fargo at 8.25%, right? It's just not doable. And the reason is they take depositors, you know, they take account holders' money and lend it and don't pay them a return on it, right? I mean, you know, like my checking account, I get less than 1%. My savings account's, you know, maybe 1% interest, right? So we can't do that because we have investors' money. We have to give them a return, right?
Sure. Yeah, no, I understand that. I was just looking at, like, for example, a $400,000 loan was going to cost us $81,000 over the course of the year in interest and loan fees.
They give you a one-year term?
One-year term. And that, okay. You know, I wasn't, not that we probably couldn't pull it off, but I was not comfortable trying to pull it off. You know, I don't want to get into a further problematic situation. So I'm just looking for something, you know, reasonable that's not, you know, these vultures coming in here with, you know, what are they called? These capital guys that come in and try to get 30, 40, 50% of everything and just a loan of $100,000. You know what I'm saying? Venture capitalists or angel partners or whatever they're called.
Yeah, that sound like angels. No, I can tell you, we were the first bank, and this is, you know, this is why we have this advantage of doing equipment financing for so long, is we just have the same investors a long time, so we're willing to be the first bank to do certain things. So in August, we were the first private bank to offer a three-year unsecured loan with monthly payments. And, you know, it's not the easiest program to be qualified for, but we have it. So I would definitely expect a longer term, and I wouldn't be concerned about a credit hit last week with SWIFT. There's a difference between, you know, everyone understands their credit bureaus. It's just to relate, if you're shopping for a rate, there's a difference between shopping between three or four banks and shopping between 15. Right, and so you shouldn't be too worried about the credit hit you took last week affecting what we're going to offer, and like I mentioned, we're just going to do we really check to the Experian and how we do the soft pull, and we want to make sure that there's serious issues aren't there, such as unpaid child support or alimony, you know. Tax liens north of $500,000, things of that nature is more so why we check. It's not the basis of the loan. We want to, you know, take a chance. So we analyze the cash flow and, you know, make sure you can handle the note. How is your credit?
Our credit was fine. I mean, we've had to, you know, because of the situation, the cash flow issue, we've exhausted our personal, we've exhausted our savings, and we're starting to live on credit cards, which is not good. You'll see the credit cards up there. But I think within the next 6 months, that's going to correct itself. We just have to, you know, be able to fund the business for long enough to see the return.
Okay. I just want to make sure is a 2 or 3 year term. Does that make more sense for you as far as?
I think it does, but you know, if that's not attainable, are there like prepayment penalties or anything?
No.
Okay. I think at least a 2 year term, 3 year term would be, you know, optimal, obviously, but a 2 year term would be at least give us some breathing room so that it's not like an $11,000 a week payment, you know, $40,000 a month. That's kind of crazy, especially when you have, you know, customers. Yeah, if we make, you know, $300 a month in revenues, you know, right now, that, you know, if somebody doesn't pay you on time, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You know, so we're just looking for something that makes sense and can, you know, can fit what we're doing. I mean, even our current bank that we deal with, it has us under this forbearance agreement and won't, you know, lend us any additional funds. We've never missed an interest or principal payment with them for our outstanding loans. So,
I know they're just nervous. They get nervous. And
they're regulators. It's their regulators that, you know, make them do certain things in certain ways, and, you know, boom, you kind of get screwed for having something that was out of your control happen.
Yeah. And we see it all the time. People have large balances and lines of credit get called in because they've had a couple of bad quarters in a row, and and they get stuck. It's terrible.
Right.
But yeah. But I'll send you this email with what we need, and you'll have my contact info so you can you know, get in touch with me in the meantime, and. I was going to say, I'm pretty familiar with your neck of the woods. I have a lot of family in Lancaster, actually, and in Ephrata. Yeah, my brother was born in Philadelphia, actually. It's funny. It's a small world. You're right there in between everything. I'm sorry?
What is your last name?
Oh, my last name is Chapman. Sorry, the phone was breaking up a little bit.
That's okay. It's funny because this is the third, like, banking institution I've called, you know, because I've gotten mailers.
Mm-hmm.
And all three individuals I've spoken with have been named Nick.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding. That's why I keep, like kind of suspicious when I answer. I'm like, what company do you work for? How many lenders do you work for? You know, it's kind of bizarre. So that's when you said Nick. Oh. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Okay. But none of them had a last name of Chapman, so we're good.
Okay, yeah, I'm the only Nick here, so far.
Okay, well, yes, if you could please send me that information over, you know, like you said, if it's a soft hit, that'd be great, and then just, you know, let us know what if you have any options that might, you know, be able to help us.
Right, and we'll present some options, whether, you know, obviously we want a 2 or 3 year term, but maybe there's something in the middle that makes sense as far as the payment and the amount and everything of between 18 months and 3 years or something like that. So we'll present some options and work backwards. So we'll approve you for the most amount in the longest term and then give you the options. We'll work backwards from there. And maybe the biggest approval with the longest term is the right fit, and maybe you don't need as much as we can approve and so forth. But we'll definitely, we'll take it from there and, you know, customize the loan for you.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful.
All right, Charlene. It was nice talking to you. All right, I'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, Nick. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.